Welcome to Little Seeds. I'm Joni, and I'm your host. Today's Sunday School song is all about God's creation. And I know I've talked about God's creation so many times on here, but God's creation is so wonderful. We get to see God in His creation, so I have no shame in talking about it over and over again, and I really hope you don't mind. Now, do you like to read? That's something I know I ask you a lot also. And that's something you know about me. I do like to read. It's the truth. I really do. But when I pick up a book, I don't open it up and start reading from the middle or the end of the book. It'd be so confusing, wouldn't it? I wouldn't know who the main characters are or what the plot of the story is. I would miss so much information if I began reading a book starting at the last chapter. The Bible is the same. Yes, you can read it and just read Revelations. You could read just Matthew and Mark, or you could just pick up Job or Jonah. But to truly understand, you have to start at the beginning. You have to start at Genesis. So let's start there. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But what does created mean? It is the action or process of bringing something into existence. In Genesis, we read that God created the earth and all that was in it in 6 days, and then He rested on the seventh day. We can see all the thought and details that God put into His creation, from the little phytoplankton in the ocean that the fish eat to the tops of the mountains where the snow is. God gave us a warm sun to shine down upon us and a cool breeze to keep us at a nice temperature. He created birds that soar over our heads and fish that dive down deep into the ocean. He made us so we can take care of His creation. He put us in charge. In Genesis 2:15, the Lord God took the man and He put it in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. This Sunday School song that I'm talking about today is All Things Bright and Beautiful. It's a song of praise and awe, thankfulness and acknowledgement to God who created all things. When we take a look into the world around us, we cannot help but be inspired and see the wonders that God thought of and created. We can see all the care and love He took into creating the living things on this earth. Now let's think about those phytoplankton that I talked about before. They are in the ocean. If you don't know what they are teeny tiny little microscopic plants that live in the ocean. They are some of Earth's most critical organisms, which means they're just they're very important to the Earth. They make about half of the atmosphere's oxygen, as much per year as all the land plants. That means all those trees around you, they make lots of oxygen. Those phytoplankton make just the same amount. Phytoplankton also form the base of virtually every ocean food. So a fish will eat them, and if another fish will eat that fish, a big fish will eat that fish, and then we might eat the fish, or something else will. They make all other ocean life possible. These phytoplanktons are so tiny, but they play a very important part in the ocean, in the air that we breathe, and they support a lot of life. Just think about how God created those. He selects a lot of thought and love. Love not just for this little tiny phytoplankton, but for the fish in the sea that are going to eat them and for that they make oxygen that we breathe. He took time into creating those phytoplankton. How much more thought did you think He took into making you and me? What an amazing God we have. Now that we've explored something microscopic and tiny, let's take a moment to think about something very large. How about a mountain? God created those too, and they are big. Have you ever seen a mountain up close? Have you ever climbed a mountain? There are some shorter mountains, but there are some that are so tall that the tops of them are covered in snow all year round. Well, what would be the importance of mountains? They're loved by many for their beauty and for the great physical challenge they present to those who want to climb them. But one aspect of mountains that is often overlooked is their power as water, food, and energy supply. In fact, more than half of the world's population benefits in some way from their resources. You see, the snow that's on top of those mountains will melt and form fresh water rivers that flow down the mountain. Sometimes those rivers even flow inside the mountain. Now that water is teeming with life. It's ever moving. If you live near the base of the mountain, you can use this ever-flowing water as energy. Water to drink, water to water your crops, and there's food in that that you can get out of it and eat. You see, God put a lot of thought into making those mountains. He created them so that those that live around them can sustain their life. Just think about how much more thought and love and time he took into creating the mountains, how much more he took into making you and me. What an amazing God we have. And I hope this song becomes a regular that you sing, that when you do, listen to it and sing it. You can sit and smile, thinking about God and all that he has done for his creation, all creatures great and small. Look around you. What do you find is the most fascinating of what God created? Is there something that you want to learn more about? I suggest you learn more about it. Look it up. Learn as much as you can about the world around you. Because when you look into the world, you can see how beautiful and wonderful it was all created. Now we read in Psalms where David writes about how amazing God's creation is. He says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise in the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, well, even the darkness will not be too dark for you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." I love how David thinks about God's creation. He knows God is everywhere. Everywhere we go, we can see him and his handiwork. We can't hide from God. Remember, God created man to take care of his creation. Take the time to learn more about the world around you, and you learn more about your creator, your Heavenly Father. Now I'm going to end today with reading the first and last verses of the Sunday school song, All Things Bright and Beautiful. It goes, "All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, 'twas God that made them all. How great is the Almighty, who has made all things well, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, 'twas God that made them all." Thank you for listening today.